Shir Laman and Sukkah continued Yud Beis Kislev Heitav Shin Alav November 20th, 1980 on Thursday continued.
He's never given yet, he's setting it aside for tefillin. So it's good enough. But Masha'in came up in Gamriel, he holds like Hodeh, that has one of will say. So the subsequent fiat is of no significance. The fact that subsequent to the Ibud, he'll say, I am dedicating it for the Bati, for the pouches of tefillin, for the pouches of tefillin. So the Melech, the only thing that could kiveya, the Eir, as a chefetze of mitzvah and as a chefetze of duche is the Yibud Lashon. So the Melech, so if the game will explain the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the way in accordance with Rav Netam's pshat, so then there will not be a sphere between the Gemara in the Moches and the Gemara in Sanhedrin. This is what he's going to say. But first, he mentions Rashi's pshat. אבי כרבונו בעם אלוהי באי יגוד לשמוע אלו בעזמון אבו חוצה תעזמון אבו חוצה מי עזמון אבו לשמוע בינום בין לתפיום בין לציציס בין לציציס in other words so it's a general principle that according to אבי עזמון אבו חוצה so since עזמון אבו חוצה so the mere עזמון and that can take place even subsequent to the Yigud and subsequent to the Yigud So the mail it's not necessary that the Yibud should be Lishmo. So Bailitfium Bailitis, we hope it's Rashim Gamriel, the boy Yibud Lishmo, the Alazmone Kritis, Eloy Samchinon, Vazmone Lav Milsi, the Eric Begat Lines, Kazmone, the Lishmo Yibud, the Tsuyas. So the Tsuyas is when the Hatsmon is of Shire, Masha'in can be Begat Ames, She'in be Mitzve, Elo Shehunesa in Ames, Kirchoset, וכל מה שנעשה בגידים לכם, אין לו הזמן לבעומת, וינס אבו, ועדים, וירצוי של תפיון, אם בו נשמעים סוף, אך הלאיבוד, קדם שיחב לו מקציץ או שוב ביודק. So he says, according to Rashi Gamliel, that's from the Tanskha, that has one allowed me to say. So suppose, of course, the usual way is, that even before the Ibud, so you already are mazmi, a certain piece of leather, a certain strip of height, you are masminet for the choice. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, according to Rav, that as well as you say, suppose he was masmin, a piece of air, a strip of air, for the choice. And then he'll decide, he'll use it for his shoe, he's allowed. According to Abaye, once he was masminet, even before the a piece of hide, he was masminet for a dress of film, he's not allowed to use it for his shoe as a strap for his sandals, because he'll be naked bizoin in Tashmish Dushe, and that's what a milk second by it. So the mere fact that he verbalized it even before Nibu, and he said, this piece of hide I'm going to use as Ritzuis. So the Meire, it acquired the Shem of Tashmish Yidushe. So he's not allowed to change it for Dovah Shalchel. For Dovah Shalchel. Mashaikin, according to Rode, he is allowed to change it. So, in Bobi Shalim Sonach HaReibud, Kedem Sheyechavron Mikzitzo, Horeshut Biyode, Sheyino Nesoriz Bazmore. And furthermore, he says something else. According to Rode, not only if he was mazmin a piece of hayit prior to the ibud for tefillah, so he's allowed to change his mind and to use it and to put it in shul. But even if he was miyabi the piece of hayit as rituals of tefillah, miyabi it, and he said at the time of the ibud we shamed the tefillah then, but before he attached it to the body. Before he attached it to the tzitze, to the body, so he changed his mind, he wants to change his mind, he's also allowed. Even though there was an even smaller change in the tefillah, the answer is, since Asmon Elav Mil said, so Mimele, even if he was the Abed Lishmo, he doesn't acquire a Kedusha of tefillah or even of Tashmish Kedusha of tefillah, until it is attached to the body. So then it becomes one thing with the batim and the parashas and everything together. But so this is what he says: King in Bobi Shalim Sanachal Yibu King Shechavon Mitzitzo Hashem Yone Sheyon Esor Is Bazmane Apo Pishu Yibu Nishmon VaPir Shazen Nochem VeIlo Dasagim. So he likes the pshat of Hamletam of Ramaya VeIlo Dasagim Shekishen Shaluchet Yeshushim Damir. The boy would be small, Kahaloche Kirobe, Doma Hazmon Ravnitz, Vishomaiti, Kinizo be Pushi Ramsal, be Misses and Heather and the Washnazi, Vishnoima, the cool alm, East Lutas and the Holy Shem Haifo, who the whole Trige, Rabon the Pugal eruption of Miel, the Abaye, the Kaimikish, the Saye, Svirale. Now again, so you see from the Rach that he agrees with the Pshat of Hametav. Because according to he says the rabbi of the pligali of Shimon Gamliel the Abai the kind of bishitasaye because according to Rashi so the rabbi of Achilika of Shimon Gamliel they accord with Rove. Here he says in the name he quotes the Rach and he says that the rabbi who actually comes from Gamliel, accord with Abai. That's only true according to Rabbi Tanzish. So we see that the Rach, that's the reason why he mentions. Because the Rach is one of the Genim who explain Naketz in Amin and Nagav in accordance with the Shittas Genim. And he says, Bipir Mishrach and Sanhedrin, the Kun Almi is with us in Shem Chodko. So how does it appear? First of all, one thing is clear, that Rabbi Hananel explains the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Tanoi like Rabbi Netan. But then we see something else from Rabbi Hananel's Pshat. Now here the Gemara in Sukkah says, So the Gemara says here in the Maskone that the reason as to why Shmuel requires Tfiyah Lishmo is because of the special Zasakosu of Gdilin Tassel. But that Zerzakosuf has no application has no application to Sukhi. So what's the Purusha? In other words, that posik of Dilin Tazaloch, Mishem Chayvoch, is mentioned in the Parsha of Tzitzis. In Parsha of Tzitzis. So Memele, it has no bearing upon Sukhi. But if it has no bearing upon Sukhi, so obviously, the Tzirzakosu of Dilin Tazaloch, Mishem Chayvoch, is not a general Tzirzakosu. But it's a specific Tzirzakosu by Tzitzis. If it had been a general Zerzakosu, it should have a bearing upon Sukhi too. So the question arises, if this Zerzakosu of the Untasal of Mishim Chaymoch is not expressive of a general principle, but only of a specific principle, it should not apply to Tfilin either. The Untasal is mentioned in connection with Tzitzes, not in connection with Tfilin. So why does Rabbi Hananel say, why does Rabbi Hananel say, "Ubehok lider abonon ali, v'pida ulav shamir, v'abayi l'chaim v'yusel esfirlei"? So the Kriyei Shleima, the kul alni is letasa lechol v'shem chayvo. But what does the Torah say in the parasha of Tfilin Tazaloch? The Torah says in the parasha of Tzitzes Tazaloch, v'dilin Tazaloch, v'shem chayvo. So he says, the kul alni is lo tazalo v'shem chayvo. Und der Hoppe, Rabon, die Kriege, der Abschied am Mühl, war bei ihm, kein Mädchen, es sei, Zwirle, Hasmone, Geasiedo. Das Mone, Geasiedo. Hilkach, Mies, Mino, Zizes, Minasissin, Kseiro. Wir können ihre Zuhe, so viel. Wir können ihre Zuhe, so viel. So, wie wir, das Mone, itself, das Mone, itself, is considered like Rasid. So that means that there's a cause of Mishem Chayvo, the Chayim Yatsuyas Tfil, applies to Tfil also. And then, the Rome with Shmuel, the Rav Shem Gamliel, Sviralu, as he am I managed by it, the Azmon Eloi Klumu, the Azmon Eloi Klumu. So what does that mean? So in other words, so that means that if the ibud of the batik of the ritzuis was not lishmo, so then it doesn't become a heft of mitzvah, a heft of yush. Why? Because the mir hazmoneh is not enough. But where does the Torah say that the zerzakosof of mishem chayvcho applies to tefillin? The Torah says that we have tzitzes. So we see from Rabbi Hananel that it's not limited only to tzitzes. It applies to tefillin also. So why shouldn't it apply? Why shouldn't it apply to Sukkot? So that's a difficulty in that. I mean, we have to remember that Rabbi Hananel is difficult from our Gemara. But one thing is clear, that according to Rabbi Hananel, there's a kosher of Dilin Tazaloch, Rishem Chayvcho, the Xerasakosu, of Dilin Tazaloch, Rishem Chayvcho, so applies not only to Tzitzes, but it applies to Tfilos. But, so what does it apply? So what does it imply? It's a general Xerasakosu, that something cannot, Dilin Tazaloch, Rishem Chayvcho, that the Tzitzes does not become a heft of mitzvah, unless the Asiye was done, the Asiyas HaTzitzis was done Mishmo. So according to Rav also admits that the Asiyas HaTzitzis has to be Mishmo. And if he will not do it Mishmo, Rishen Tzitzis, so then it will not become a heft of mitzvah. But Rav agrees with Abaye, that Azmon Emil said. So Mimele, whether the Tviya was Mishmo, the Tviya was not Mishmo. Doesn't matter, even if the Tviya was not Rishmo. But after the Tviya, so he will say that he is putting it, Rishay Mitzvah Tzitzis. He is dedicating this Chuti, Rishay Mitzvah Tzitzis. So the Tzitzis, the Chuti Tzitzis, will become the heads of Mitzvah Leilam, without the Tviya being Rishmo. Mashenke Shmuel, he agrees with Rabbi that Asmon Elad will say. So the mere fact that after the Chutei Atzitzis was spun, so he will say that he is dedicating it for Rishen Mitzvah Tzitzis and he's putting it in the talis, Rishen Tzitzis, that's not enough. So Memele, but he doesn't become the Chutei Atzitzis, even if he puts it down, he attaches it. He makes the kesher in the corner, in the hole of the corner of the beged, Rishen Mitzvah Tzitzis, he does not become a Chetzer Mitzvah. Because Hasmon Elav will say, so only if it was done, Rishen Mitzvah Tzitzis, at the time of the processing of the Tzitzis, at the time of the Tria, but if it wasn't done at the time of the Tria Rishen Mitzvah Tzitzis, it cannot become, it cannot be Nikva as a Chetzer of Mitzvah, as a Chetzer of Dushi, of a Chetzer of Dushi. So then, the question arises, against Rav Nachmanides. So, a Sukkim Shono should be possible, since we pass like Shmuel, so Mimele, has money is love, we'll say. So the fact that he, before Sukkis, will verbalize, he'll say, well, I'm dedicating this Chag, this Sukkot, for the mitzvahs of Sukkot Achag, that should not be kereyah, the Sukkot as a chetz of mitzvah. Just as the mere saying that he is putting in the thread that was not spun lishmo, he is putting it in the talis, Rishen Mitzvah Tzitzis, is not kereyah the tzitzis as a chetz of mitzvah. So the mere declaration that is kveyah this sukkah after it was put up, Rishen Mitzvah Sukkah Zachar, should not be sufficient to be kveyah as a chetzer mitzvah. So bishleim according to Rav. So we could explain Rav Nachmanides, because we saw that there is a machleket between the Rav and Rav Yehuda Goyen, as to whether this halacha that Yerushalmi mentions, the tzorech chidush dovo, whether that is miyakim or it's not miyakim. Now the Ram says that it's not miyakim, not even with Rabbi is it miyakim, it's only mitzvah namufka. But the Bais Yosef says that other Rishim lachim. The Mogavro says no, only Rishim lachim. But then the Shibun Saleket mentions in the name of Rav Yehuda Goyen, he says in so many words, that it is possible. So it could be, I said, that it could, according to Rav Yehuda Goyen, maybe it could be possible with the Raisa. So, according to, if we pass it like Rav, if Rabbi Nechanale had passed it like Rav, so just as Rav says, that Minasisim is Ksheiro, even though there is Zerazakosu, of Gilin Tazalot, Lishem Chayfo. But Rav says, since Hasmone is Milse, Rav agrees with Abai. So he says, since Hasmone is Milse, so even though it was spun, the Chutin was spun, not Lishem Mitzvah Tzitzis, but later on, when he puts in the Chutin, in the towers, he says Lishem Mitzvah Tzitzis, so that is Kebeya, the Chutin, as a Chetz of Mitzvah. So the same thing is true of Isuki Mishono. So we still say it's Ksheiro, but requires Chidush Dovo. So the Chidush Dovo, when he puts up a piece of Schach, is like the putting in of the Chuti into the Talis. So that is Kaveya Zachetz of Mitzvah. But the question is, Rabbi Nechananel, the Gaini, they pass like Shmuel. So that means, and they say, Hasmon Elad will say. So remember, the putting in of the talis coupled, putting in of the tzitzis in the talis, coupled with the declaration that he's putting it in, Rishen Mitzvah Tzitzis, is not kiveya. The chetzer is a chetzer of mitzvah. So why should the chidush dovo, just he puts in a little bit of schach, be more? So why should the chidush dovo be more significant than the putting in of the tzitzis in Then you put it in the Sizit Aleph, and then something else. The Gemara here is the Kasha. Hochaname, Liboy, Suka, Suya, Mishmo. So the Gemara gives the Teretz. Shana Hosom, Dona Ko, the Billy Tazaloch, Mishim Chaycho. Hochaname, Chagasuke is Tazaloch, Mishim Chaycho. Is Tazaloch, Mishim Chaycho? So the Gemara says, no, we don't dash in the posse of Chagasuke is Tazaloch, Mishim Chaycho. We don't pass. Because it's needed for another Aloch. We would exhort. The implication being that if we did Arsh, the posik of Chagasuke Stasaloch in the same sense of Mishim Chayvcho, so then Isuki Yishono would be posik, even with the Chivzor. But from Rabbi Chananel's Pshat, it's mashma that even Gabi Tzitzes, where there is an explicit posik of Dili Tasaloch Mishim Chayvcho, once we say, that as one of you say, so mainly it doesn't mean that the tree itself has to be, that the tree itself has to be Rishay Mitzvahs Tzitzis. So then, why does the Gemara say? The Gemara say that the reason is why Sukkim Shein is Kshayot, with the Chibishot, is only because we don't darshan Chagasuke Stasaloch Mishim Chayvcho. So that's why it couldn't. That's why Suke Yishenu is Ksheiro with Chivizono. But if we did darshan Chagasuke Stasaloch Mishim Chayvcho, so then it wouldn't be Ksheiro in with Chivizono. So then the whole Suke would have to be put up. We should be to Suke. But we see Gabitzitzes according to Rav that even if it was not Mitre Lishmo. So since Rav holds like a bayit that has more milse, so then it can conform to the Rishim Chayvcho even without the Tviya being Rishim Tzitzes. So even if we did Darshan Chagasuk Estasaloch Rishim Chayvcho, but with Chibish Dovo, it is Rishim Chayvcho. With Chibish Dovo, it is Rishim Chayvcho. So that presents a kasha against the Rabbi Chanan. And the Balamoya, he agrees with the Pshat of Chavidim. So obviously, there is a distinction between Chivish Dovo and the Kriya Sassis. Rabbi Chanan obviously says that the Zerasakosu of doing Tassaloch, Rishem Chivcho, is a general Zerasakosu, not a specific Zerasakosu. It applies to Kolatarikot. If it had been a specific Zerasakosu, it wouldn't apply to Tfil. So it's a general Zerasakosu. Now if it's a general Zerasakosu, so then it should apply to Sukkot also. So in Chananel, it does apply to Sukkot. And that's, so we have to say that Rabbi Chananel agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda Goel, that without Chivush Dovo, it is not Kshero Midrais. But with Chivish Dovo, so then the Chivish Dovo is Kiveyayet as a Chetz of Mitz. So, but the question is, why should the Chivish Dovo be more than the Kriyas HaTzitzis? By Tzitzis now, according to Shmuel, since Hazmone is Lav Milse, so even if he says at the time when he puts in the Tzitzis, so he says he's putting it in the neket, in the corner of the beggar, Rishem Mitzvah Tzitzes. So it's not Kibeya, the Tzitzes as a Chetz of Mitz. Unless the Tviyeh was Rishem Mitzvah Tzitzes. Only according to Rav, the Hasmoneh Milse, so then the Hasmoneh that is involved in the Kriyas HaTzitzes is also sufficient to be Kibbeyah is a Chetz of Mitzvah. But according to Shmuel, who say, Hasmoneh Lav Milse, so the Kriyas HaTzitzes is not enough. So, obviously, according to Rabbi Chananel, there is a distinction between Tzitzes and Tzuki. In other words, Kriyas HaTzitzes is not as an important processing as Chivish Dovo. Because what does Chivish Dovo mean? Chivish Dovo means you put in a new piece of schach. So when you put in other words, you don't put out the whole schach in you, but one piece of schach, tefach, or in Rashi, out in Kulo, you do put a new piece of schar. So that means there is a change in the pattern of the heft of the mitzvah. Until Yom HaKadosh Dovo, until Yom HaKadosh Dovo, so there was so much schar. And then you put in another type of schar. So like this it was the Sukkah Nishono with this schar. And then you put in another piece of schar. Another piece of schar. So there is a change in the pattern, the sukkah, of the heads of the sukkah. Because until the Chiddush Dovo, it had less schar. Now it has more schar. It has more schar. And you see, I mean, the Chiddush Dovo has to consist either of the tefach or the mashal of the kulot. In other words, if it's tefach, so then it's something substantial, or if it's a mashal of the kulot, so it's also something substantial. But, so the Chiddush Dovo in the sukkah affects a change in the tzuveh of the Chetze of the Mitzvah. What is the Chetze of the Mitzvah? What represents the Chetze of the Mitzvah by sukkah? The sukkah. The sukkah that funnels together with the schar. That is the Chetze of the Mitzvah. And if, prior to the Chiddush Dovo, so it was like this, and now he puts up a new piece of schar, so there is a change in the Chetze of the Mitzvah. So it's considered, the Chiddush Dovo is considered as a substantial processing in the Chetze of the Mitzvah. Masha'im kei, if the Tviyeh of the Chutei Atzitzis were not Lishmo. And when does he say Lishmo? When he puts in the Chutei, in the Neket, in the corner. Is that when, as a result of change, of putting in the chutim in the neket, is there any change in the tzure of the chutim? There is no change. It's the same chutim. It's the same chutim. So according to Rav, that Rav holds, that has more than so Mimele, even though there is no change in the tzure of the Chetze. So it's also substantial enough, it's significant enough, to be Kameya, without affecting a change in the tzure of the Chetze. Because as Mode is Milse, there are some Mishenim who say, there is a Machlokes Hashenim in Sanhedrin, there are some Mishenim who say that according to Abaye, there is Mode Milse, so the Asmone can consist of mere fire, a mere declaration, without any mice, without any mice. Some Rishonim say, no, mere fire is not even Asmone. It has to be coupled with a substantial mice. Let's say, if somebody is ailing a beggar mess, so it does work, he's ailing a beggar mess. But if you just say, Asmone, let's say, suppose someone, a beggar was made. Made. He bought a bag in his store. And then he has to attend to the burial of a certain mess. So he made a declaration that he is Muslim. This bag is tachiche for the mess. So there is a according to Abaye. Now we pass my covet, so it's not you all have to know it. But according to Abaye, whether it will become Osabanoye or it will not become Osabanoye. So there's some shame you say. That according to Abaye, as one will say, so even a mere verbal fire in declaration, of course, if he just entertains it in the heart, and he doesn't even verbalize, of course it's nothing. But if there is a verbal fire, so that is significant enough to be kiveya, that beged is tachichemes. And some Hashem say no, only erig begedemes. So if there is a declaration coupled with a certain mindset, so in other words, so apparently according to Rabbi Hananel, it's a general zeras akosah. It's a general zeras akosah. You deal in Tazaloch that applies to all hefts of mitzvahs. That a hefts of mitzvah is not nikva as a hefts of mitzvah or as a hefts of bushe, unless it is lishmo. But without lishmo, shein mitzvah, it doesn't become nikva as a hefts of mitzvah. Without Lishmo. But if we say, as one of you say, so in Melee, even though the main processing, the processing of the tzitzes, because by tzitzes, after the tviyeh, so there is no further processing. The Purimim of the Chutim does not represent the classes in the world. Until the tree of the spinning, so it does not have the character of Chutim. So the Meire, that's a process. But after it was Nidra already, what kind of processing can be realized on the Chutim? The Purimim in the Negev. That doesn't change the tzura of the Chutim. Processing means something that changes the tzura of the object. So, according to Abaye, that as Moshe will say, so even though the Chutim were processed completely, they were processed in the same way as all other threads. They were spun. In the same way, but after that, when he stayed the Chutim in the towers, he makes a declaration that he's putting it. Rishen Mitzvah Sitzis, so that in itself is Keveyai, as a Hefz of Mitzvah. Even though the Kriyas HaTzitzis Bebeged does not involve any processing, any change in the Tzure of the Hefz of the Mitzvah. But as one knows, but according to Rabbe and according to Shmuel, that as one of them will say, so in Mele, and there is Ixeres HaKosuv of dealing to Asaroth, so in Mele, there has to be a certain processing in the Chabad. So, but if there is Chiddush Domo, so then, even according to Shmuel, it's all right. Now the question arises, so why does Gemara, but that doesn't answer the second question, why does Gemara say, Hochanami boye sukkah su yelishmo, so the Gemara says, Shana oso no makro, gdil in ta'asaloch, lishem chayfo. Now, in view of the fact that even Bisilon require Chiddush Domo, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, going to answer, so the Meile, why does the Gemara have to say? Why does the Gemara have to say, Hochename, how will we boil only with Exul? So that's why Chiddush Domo is effective. Implication being that if we didn't dash from the post of Chagasuke Stasalot, we should help her, but we would dash, we would exul, we would dash. If we didn't dash, we would exul. But we dash, if we had dash from the Pesach Chagasukis Tassalot, we should help her, so then Chiddush Domo wouldn't be sufficient. But just as we see Ligabit Tzitzis, that it is sufficient according to Rav, and according to Shmuel, it's not sufficient, because there is no further processing done at the time of the Kriyas HaTzitzis. Mashiach King Gabin Suke, if he adds a new piece of Tzach, so then there is a further processing. So that's like Tria by the Chutei HaTzitzis. So that can be Keveya. So why does the Gemara say, how will we boil in with Exulo? The Gemara could say, Eloch Nam, we dash in here Chagasuke Stasaloch Mishim Chaypo. Mishim Chaypo. But still Suke Yishono is Sheiro with Chiddush Domo, because the Chiddush Domo represents, constitutes a certain change, a certain processing in the tzura of the Chetz. Moschach, like Trias Atzitzes. So the answer is this. If the Gemara, if there had been a special Zeras HaKosov, if there had been a special Zeras HaKosov of Chagasukes, Kasaloch, Rishen Chetcho, so then, obviously, the effect of that Zeras HaKosov would be that not just that a certain processing should be done in the Shem Chedos Mitzvah Sukkot. Because in view of the fact that we have it in the Zakosuk of the Vivit Asalach of Shem Chedos, and we see from Rabbi Nechananel that that's the general of the Zakosuk. So why does the Torah have to mention a special Zakosuk Gabisuke of Chagasuke Stasaloch Mishim Chaypo over and above the general Zakosuk of Gvilin Tasaloch Mishim Chaypo? Because according to the gaming, this is a Zakosuk of Gvilin Tasaloch Mishim Chaypo, even though it's mentioned in the Pesach of Tzitzes, but it has reference to all Heftes of Mitzvahs. So we already have it, a Zakosuk, that the Suke has to be Mishim Chaypo. Why does the Torah have to mention another posik? So it would be superfluous. So if the pshat, if there had been a drosha of Chagasuki Stasaloch Lishem Chaypo, then obviously the purpose of this extra Gzeiras HaKosuv over and above the general Gzeiras HaKosuv of doing Tazel of Hashem Chepa, which means any Chatz of Mitzvah, whether it's Tzitzes or Sukkah or Tfilin or whatever. So, has to be Rishen Mitzvah, otherwise it doesn't become a Chatz of Mitzvah. Why an extra Gzeiras HaKosuv? Because without the extra Gzeiras HaKosuv, so Chiddush Dovah would be not. Chiddush Dovah would be not. Mashenike, as a result of this Gzeiras HaKosuv, so even Chiddush Dovah is not enough. That's why it was necessary for the Torah to mention an extra Gzeiras HaKosuv of Rishen Chepo over and above the general Gzeiras HaKosuv that applies to every Chatz of Mitzvah, including Suki. So, but if the purpose of the extra Gzeiras HaKosuv would not be that the whole Suki should be set up for the purpose of mitzvah suke, so then the extra Gzeiras HaKosuv would be superfluous. Because in order to imply that there has to be some process, so that is some process in the Chiddush Dovah, so that we would know without the extra Gzeiras HaKosuv. So that's why, so the Gemara says, Hochanam Echad HaSukkah Stazel Och Mishim Chepcho, and in view of the fact that even without that extra Gzeiras HaKosuv, there is a general Gzeiras HaKosuv. So we already know without the extra Gzeiras HaKosuv that at least Chiddush Dovah is required. So what is the purpose of the extra Gzeiras HaKosuv? That more than Chiddush Dovah is required. That the whole Schach, the whole Sukkah should be put up. Rishen Mitzvah Sukkah Zachar. Shir Hachar. So the Mele Sukkah Yishono should be Psulol. Why do we still say that it's Kshero? So the Gemara says, no, there is no extra Gzeiras HaKosuv. One second. There is no extra Gzeiras HaKosuv, because that pasuk of Chal HaSukkah Stazeloch is needed to tell us Limud Gzeiras. So that means there is no extra Gzeiras HaKosuv, but there is a general Gzeiras HaKosuv. And the general Gzeiras HaKosuv implies, even according to Shmuel, that some of the processing in the Chepetz of the Mitzvah has to be done. We shame it. Otherwise, he doesn't become a chetzer. Yes, what?
Well, the only thing is the cost of the Shemkov. The only
machlokes
is whether
it has
one or not.
So
according to Rabbi Hanani,
the Gzeiras HaKosuv of doing Tazeloch and Shemkov is the general Gzeiras HaKosuv by all chetzers of mitzvahs and all chetzers of dishes. In other words, that without Rishen Mitzvah, it doesn't become a Chetz of Mitzvah. In order that the Chetz of Mitzvah, wherever there is a Chetz of Mitzvah or a Chetz of Dusha, yes, the Chalmas Haimone, so every Chetz of Dusha is also a Chetz of Mitzvah, more than that. So without Lishmo, a Chetz of Mitzvah does not become Mikvah as a Chetz of Mitzvah. Tzitzes does not become a Chetz of Mitzvah, according to Rabbi Hanani, without Lishmo. But the question is, when is the Lishmo effective? So if we say, Hazmone, Milse, so the Lishmo can be effective even at the time of the Kriyasatis. Even at the time of Kriyasatis. And obviously we have to say that Rabbi Hanani will agree with the Rishonim that according to Abaye, the Hazmone, Milse, but a mere verbal fayet is not given yet to the Chetzer Milse. But there has to be a clear v'cholapoches, a clear mishen tzitzis. But without even a clear mishen tzitzis, a real verbal fire, so that's nothing. So, Rabbi Hanani says, Sekodi, the Gzeiras HaKosuv of doing Tazeloch, Rishen Chepcho, in other words, it's not the Shmuel, darshins the posuk of doing Tazeloch, Rishen Chepcho, and Rav doesn't darshin, like the other Rishen explained. According to Rabbi Hanani, everybody darshins the Gzeiras HaKosuv of doing Tazeloch Rishen Chepcho. Everybody. Rav, Shmuel, everybody. But what does Gzeiras HaKosuv imply? A general Gzeiras HaKosuv, a general principle. That whenever there is a Chetz of Mitzvah, so the Chetz of Mitzvah is not nikvah as a Chetz of Mitzvah, unless it's Lishmo. Unless it's Lishmo. But the question is, when can the Lishmo be kevayat as a Chetz of Mitzvah? So if we say, as when you say, so then it can be nikvah. It can be nikvah anytime. And if we say, as one will say, even when there is no processing, even subsequent to all the processing of the heptagons, let's say Chutimah, once it is spun, once the Chutimah is spun, they already have the character, the pattern, the tzure of the Chut. Until the Tfilah, it does not have the tzure of the Chut. It's not the Chut, it's something else. It's not the Chut. But once it is spun, it is tovu, so it has the tzure of the Chut. And no further processing can take place. But if we say, as one of you say, so the Lishmo can be Gebeya, the Chepze of Mitzvah, even after all the processing of the Chepze was done. If we say, as one of you say, so then it can only be Gebeya. It can only be Gebeya if it is in conjunction with a certain processing. True, it was not done in conjunction with all the stages of the processing, but as long as it was done in conjunction with one stage in the processing. So, the putting up of the Tefach Schach or Mashal Tikumo is the final stage in the processing of the Heftz of the Tzuke. So this is the Gemara's Kashi. The Gemara says, Hochenam Echad Asuki Stasaloch Mishim Chivko. So mainly we have two Gzeres HaKosuvs. We have the general Gzeres HaKosuv, on the basis of which Sukkah also requires a Chiddushot. But we have this a special Gzeres HaKosuv. And obviously a special Gzeres HaKosuv is advising us something in addition to what the general Gzeres HaKosuv is. The second Gzeres HaKosuv is that the whole Sukkah has to be set up with Jesus. There's no discussion. So why is this? Why? No, that's not the posik, the same kind of posik, but the posik of that posik, the general Zazakosu, is the posik in the parasha of Tzitzes, dealing Tazaloch. So we should argue that this posik of Chagasukis Tazaloch implies that it has to be Lishmo, and if it implies that it has to be Lishmo, so it doesn't mean the same kind of Lishmo, just as in one stage of the processing. Because as far as being required to have a Lishmo at one stage of the processing is concerned, so that we know from the general posik of the Tazaloch. The Tazaloch. So obviously, if there is a specific Zeres HaKosuv over and above the general Zeres HaKosuv, so the specific Zeres HaKosuv must add something. In other words, that Sukkah is only Kshevo if the whole Sukkah was put up with Shemitah Sukkah. Not if in conjunction, if there was a Lishmo in conjunction with one process, Chivizor. So the Gemara says, so the Mele Sukkah Nishono should be Psoro. So the Gemara says, how we will with Psoro. So that means we have no special Tzakosu, but we have the general principle, the general Tzakosu. As far as the general Zeres HaKosuv is concerned, it only implies, it doesn't imply that this whole Tzuke has to be put up with Shmo. That in order, the general Zeres HaKosuv only implies that in order that a certain Heftz of the Mitzvah should become Nikva as a Heftz of the Mitzvah, so then there must be a certain processing machine. Even though it's a minor scope. So the Chiddush Novo is that kind of processing, just as the Tvias, not only just as the Tvias Atzitzis. Tvias Atzitzis is no processing, just as the Tvias Atzitzis. Because the Tvias Atzitzis does not constitute all the processing either. I mean, the other processing. I mean, when it comes to the spinning, so it's already in an advanced stage. At an advanced stage, first you have to shear off the wool from the sheep. I mean, there are all kinds of stages prior to the spinning. The spinning represents only the final stage in the processing of the Chudatzis. Not all the stages in the processing of the Chudatzis. Mashiach clears as it is. So that is already subsequent to all the stages of the process. All right, now let's go further in the Balamon. Oh, שכל המחלקס הלולו לא נמרו אלו מיני תשמיש ניצו ותשמיש קדושו כי נעיר את בגד רימון בס וציצס מן הסיסי וצו אסטיון אבל בקסיב העצמו של פיום ושל צדק העירו וכולאו מבינו לשמו שאין גוף הקדושה in view of the fact that the mort says this on heaven we hope it my time will come and we hope it oh no mi sham shi mi Because good kedusha we can learn out from Egla Hufe. Good kedusha we can learn out from Egla Hufe. So, really, that's what the Baal Moya says. This is what Moya says. V'nirah she'kol ha'machlik is alul enam tashmi she'nitzu, v'tashmi she'kedusha. K'neir yibeged l'meitz, v'tzitzis min ha'sisim, u'tzitzis v'yon. אבל בקסיבה עצמה של תפילון, ושל צדק העירו, וכולם מבינו לשמוע שהוא גוף הקדושה, ורקם המפול עדו, ויועדים לתפילון של צדק העירו, קלב של תפילון, ודחסוס אשתו מזוזה. יכול דעה בקסיבה כקסיבה דומה, ואי לדומה בהם החוב לפרק הזאת, ההוא דומה סמטירה שכוספתי, ופלן גבירים שבואים לבריתו לשמוע, ההוא דומה הסקורה שבואים לכספתי לשמוע, קוראי ללא כמן לפול לקלעי, שימוס אשר לשמוע מצורים, ובשם עצמם הקדושה. So, in other words, that's the question that told me the same message. Now, but here, so, because here the Gemara says, here there is a machleket between Rabbonon and Rav Shimon Gamliel, as to whether the Yibut has to be Lishmo, or the Yibut does not have to be Lishmo. And the Gemara Nanzokin, so Dvidim Shechetiro, the Yibadet of Lishmo. So the Gemara says he has no Nemones. But if it had been established that it is true what he says, what the Sefer said, so then it would be possible. But Tanakhama says that Yibut does not have to be Lishmo. So the Ramayah says, the Tanakhama here says, in connection with the Yibut of the Rabbatim or the Otsuis, But there it deals with the Kvilin of Sivator. Or the Klav of Tvilin, the same thing, like the Kvilin of Sivator. So the Kvilin of the Sivator, the Klav of the Parshas, that's good Kedushin. The good Kedushin. Mashein Kein, the Ritzuez, or even the Rabbati, that's only Tashmishi Kedushin. That's only Tashmishi Kedushin. So that's only Tashmishi Kedushin. So Mimele, since it's only Tashmishi Kedushin, so there, the stolen Machlekes with Asmon, and Milz Asmon Lavilse, Mashein Kein, in regard to grilling, or the club, the input of the grilling of Sivator, or the input of the club of thrilling, or the input of the chsustes of mezuzah, so there it's good kedusha. Then everybody agrees that Asmone is milsi. That Asmone is milsi. So that's why the grilling of Sivator require lishmo. But the question that the Ran in Sanhedrin raises against this balamoya is a very strong kasha. That would be all right if the Balamoya himself would agree with Chashis Pshat in Sanhedrin of Tanoi. That if Tanoi, so that means the Tanakame who says that does not have to be Lishmo, he holds, Tanakame holds that Hasmone, that so Tanakame holds Hasmone Lav Milse. Hasmon Olav Milse, so if Hasmon Olav Milse, so the Ibud does not have such significance, so maybe he does not have to be Lishmo, and Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says that he has to be Lishmo, because he holds Hasmon Olav Milse. So it's all right. So then we can say like Balamoya. So Balamoya says, in order to answer the Kashi, the stira between the Gemara here and the Gemara in Gittin, Gvim Shebohen and Varito Lishmon, so the Gemara says that it's possible, because there is good kedusha, and if good kedusha, so Hasmone is milse, and if Hasmone is milse, it requires a good. But the trouble is, the Balamoya agrees with the pshat of Rav Netam, and Rav Netam explains the Gemara Tanoim Sanhedrin in the reverse. So on the contrary, so the Tanakame who says that Ibud does not have to be Mishmo is because he holds Hasmone is milse. So the male the Hebrew does not have to be small because he can be masculine. It's not necessary. So as money is enough. But if and Rav Shimon Gamliel who says that Ibut of the Rabbatim and the Otsues has to be small. So he holds, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that as money allowed Milse. So the male the as money is not sufficient. So the male the Ibud has to be Lishmo. So how can he say that the reason is why the Gemara in Gittin says, as in Dovah Poshet, that the Ibud of the Tvilin of Sivator has to be Lishmo, because there it's good Kedusha, and if it's good Kedusha, so you have it's made as one in Milze, because we learn it out from the Glav Ufe, we learn out from the Glav Ufe, but if the Vavo Yashit had been like Hashes Pshat, that whereas money is milse, then it's a reason to require lishmo, then he could say it. But he accepts the Rav Netam's pshat. So on the contrary, if as money is milse, then that should be a reason that he should not require lishmo. Because why lishmo? He can, even if the ibud of the grilling was not lishem to Shasid at all, but subsequent to the ibud, he just has to make a verbal declaration that he is dedicated. This club, this grill, this duchsustes, he is dedicating it for Ksiva Sivator, and that should be enough. So the Ram, in Sanhedrin, is raising the question against the Balamoya, that the last part of the Balamoya, he says himself. Everything that the Balamoya says is fine. And the last portion of the Balamoya is also fine. If he had accepted Rashi's pshat. But the trouble is, the Balamoya doesn't accept Rashi's pshat, he accepts Rav Netam's pshat. And according to Rav Netam, so Tanakame, who says that Ibud does not have to be Lishmo, so he holds that Hasmone Lav Milse. So the Melech doesn't, the Ibud does not have to be Lishmo, because he can make the declaration subsequently. And Rav Shimon Gamliel is the one who says that Yibud is Lishmo because Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Hazmar Lavnils. So Menele, Yiv, by good Kedusha, everybody agrees that Hazmar Lavnils, so there is no necessity for Yibud Lishmo. Why do we have Lishmo? Even if he was Me'abe, he cultivated the grilling, the cloud, the Bersustes with gonads and everything, Shalom Lishmo. But then, after that, he just has to take the Sefer has to take the same film that was Misabu Shalom Shmo and make a verbal declaration. I am dedicating this club, this film, this Tuchsustes for Kedushas Mateo, for Kedushas film, for Kedushas Mizus. As Mone Milne said. True, well, we pass as Mone Milne said. But good Kedushe, so certainly as Mone Milne. So he saves himself. So the Ram says, the question. At first, he was arguing in accordance with the Svar and the Lombes of Kabretam, and now at the end, he argues in accordance with the Svar and the Lombes of Rashi. That's a very strong question. All right, but we'll leave it here. Now, there will be a prime for those who have taken the prime. And I mean, for everything we learn, it seems less prime. Okay, and then, you should clock Sunday.
Shir Lamed Aleph and Sukkah, Tesvav Kislev Heitov Shin Mem Aleph, November 23rd, 1980, on Sunday.
Very complicated meaning, very, very complicated. Now, we went over the Balamoya, but we encountered a difficulty. That's the kashet that the Ram, the Chedusha Ram Sanhedrin, raises against the Balamoya. Now, the Balamoya agrees in the Shin Tzadik. The Kasha of Gemore against Bisilel is not from Rav, but from Shmuel. And Rav's memory is built with something else. It deals that in Akitzin, Anim, in Agaladin, so in the Psalms of Tzemel, so it's not in Minkonov, it's nothing to do. It's nothing to do with Shmuel, not with Shmuel. But the Kasha is from Shmuel. So since the Kasha is from Shmuel, so obviously it's Muchach, that even though generally there is a cloud, Hilchas Ikrav Bisure, but here the Gemara passes like Shmuel, for Masna Shmuel. And then there is a Gemara in Noches, that the Gemara says that the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, in other words, in regard to the question as to whether Tvias Atzitzis has to be Lishmo or not, is talking the same Machlokes as between Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel. So, Eirat Film. So Tanakama says, I'm a Pisholoi Yigdom Mishmon. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no. If Loi Yigdom Mishmon, so then the Tfilin is possible. So the Gemara says, in Menoches, that Shmuel is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Shmuel is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And Rav is like Tanakama. Now, so in Mele, because of that Gemara, in Menoches that we base, that it's Kitanoi, the Machlik is Rav and Shmuel. And Shmuel records with Rav Shimon Gamliel, and since from Gemara in Sukkah it's Muchach with Aloche by Shmuel, so we have to say that in that Machlekes the Aloche is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Since here the Aloche from Gemara in Sukkah it's Mashma with Aloche by Shmuel, and the Gemara in Noche says that in ways that Shmuel is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So in Mele that means that Aloche is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's one Gemara. But then we have another Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Machlekes from Zayin. Machlekes between Abayi and Hodes, whether Azmon and Milse or Azmon and Lav Milse. Abayi says, "Oh, here it begged the mess, and it's Osea," even though it wasn't used on the mess. And Hodes says it's Muta because Azmon and Lav Milse. So there, too, the Gemara has a certain kasha against Abayi from the Vaise that implies that if somebody made a certain tick or an artic for film, so then, if you use it as a curse for change, so the Gemara says Tanoi. And what's Tanoi? The Machlekes Tanakame and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now Rashi explains, Tanakame, who says
that Ibu Doeya does not have to be Lishmo, because he agrees with Robert that Hasmone Babino says, so Hasmone does not have such importance, does not carry such weight. It's Rav Yunse, so really does not have to be Lishmo. And Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says that the Ibut, which is a certain kind of Hasmone, so carries weight, is Milse, it's significant. So the Mele, it has to be Lishmo. So that means, according to Rashi's Pshat and Sanhedrin, that Abaye accords with Anikadur. Abaye accords with Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rabbeinu says, as my Rav will say, accords with Tanikami. And the Gemara says explicitly in Sanhedrin, the Hilchas et Kirobe, and as my Rav will say, according to Rashi's Pshat, if Hilchas et Kirobe, it means that the Halacha is like Tanikami, but according to the game here, so the Aloch is like Shmuel, and the moment we know that he says that Shmuel is like a Shem Gamliel, so the Aloch should be like a Shem Gamliel. So against Rashi, there is no Kasha, because Rashi and Shito say he is not Gilas, Aum. So that means, according to Rashi, the Kasha is from Rav. So if the Kasha is from Rav, we have no Hechka from the Gemara in Sukkot. The Aloch is like Shmuel. So in Meila, we have to follow the general rule, that whenever there is a machlik between Rav and Shmuel, so Hilchas et Rav, be Yisure. So in Meila, that means that Rav, so in Gemara, in Menoche says, that machlik between Rav and Shmuel, machlik between Tanikame and Shim Gamliel, so Rav is like Tanikame, so the Aloche is seen, the Aloche is like Rav, the Aloche is like Tanikami. And then, even without that, because usually, whenever there is a Machlokes Yochid Rabbi, so the Aloche should be like the Rabbi. So the Aloche, except if we have a Raya from the Gemara, that the Aloche is not like the Rabbi. But here, according to Rashi, we have no Raya. So the Aloche should be like the Chachamim, and then, the Aloche should be like the Chachamim, because it's annoying, because the Chachamim agree, accord with Rav. So the Aloche is like Rav. So this is consistent with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the Machlekes between Abaye and Rove also installed the Machlekes of Tanekame of Shin Gamliel. So Tanekame, who says that Ibut Poeya does not have to be Lishmo, he agrees with Rove that Hasmone Babino says, so he doesn't carry any weight. So nearly passing like Tanekame, like the Chachonim, and like Rav. So according to Rashi, there is no difficulty. But according to the beginning of Shah, who are Gilgis Alameh, so the Aloch is like Shmuel, so then we have to say that Aloch is like Hashim Gamliel, on the basis of the Gemara Menoches. But then on the basis of the Gemara Zareben, we have to say that Aloch is like Tanekameh, according to Rashi Shah. So then the Balanguya mentions Chavre Tam's Shah. That's Stasis Shah. That the Rashi explains the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kitanoi, that Abaye who says, as one of you say, so he agrees with Hashim Gamliel, because as one of you carries weight, so the Mele, it has to be Lishmo, he would have Lishmo. And Roger says, as one of you says, according to Rashi's Pshat, he agrees with the Chachomi, he doesn't carry any weight. It's of no significance as money. So meaning it does not have to be Lishmo. So it's like the Chachomim. This is how Rashi explained it. The Talmud Tosfos has explained it just the reverse. That in other words, if it's that a Rovel says, a Bayer says, as one of you say, so he agrees with Tanekam, because since as money, So the Ramtan says that Abayu says that Asmone is Lilse, so he doesn't require that the Ibut should be Dafka Lishmo. Because any Asmone, after the Ibut, even the Ibut was Shalom Lishmo, but then he'll cut the area that was Nisabi Shalom Lishmo, he'll cut it into smaller pieces. So, in the Chituch, Hoeya, he will do a Lishmo. So that is also sufficient. Because any Asmone, any mindset coupled with the declaration that he's doing a Lishmo, which is still is not, is a fact. So the Chachomi, they agree with Abaye, but Asmone will say. So they say, even if the Ibud itself was done Shaloi Lishmo, but it doesn't matter. Because after the Ibud, he can make a Chituch, makes, cut it into smaller pieces, and that will be Lishmo, Lishen Yishas Tiyo. Mashiki, Reb Shimon Gamliel, he agrees with Rove that Hasmone Lav will say. Hasmone Lav will say. So Mele, if Hasmone Lav will say, so he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it, let's say, so the fact that he'll be Mechater Eliyah, Lishmo, that will not be effective. So that means we pass him like Rove, so that means we pass him like a Reb Shimon Gamliel. So Mele, the Gemore in Sanhedrin is consistent with the Gemore Emunachis. Oh, now, then he says, V'nirali, shekola machlekes alol, loinemu elu in tashmishe yitzlo, in tashmishe yidushe, v'neirei beged lemeitz, v'tzitzis minasisi, v'ritzuez, tfilin, avu tzivaz, moshol tfilin, shol esoteire, v'kula alu mevino lishmo, shehu gufa v'yushe, v'leke mamni polik bu, v'adil ibili shol sabateire, v'kula shol tfilin, doch suste schon mir suse die hol der dode ich sie dann eine doma behane gut der kann ich so die au doma sie da wäre schon passab du mit mein die wir mich ja wollen in bald du mich morgen da au doma das war schon mit sag ich morgen kann ich wohl mal die polka ei ich muss schon ich morgen so wie ich sie mit zwei dusche so he says and that's based upon the morning sanet because the morning sanet the mind goes a machlekin between a bayin rod es per asmo il mio sarasmo ne lovus a bai se se ne vede per me su isos even though it wasn't used on us but it was masne for us so how does a bai know that asmo ne is new se he learns it out shoshom ne glavu so Rashi explains it shoshom ne glavu te because by glavu te so you'll be dosol in achaleison you'll be dosol in achaleison in salto so that in the gibore in chum tak piveis it's not a shidol oposhim, that you get also by Egla Hufe, it becomes osa, vanoye, the moment you put it down in the Nachal Eisan. There is a machlekes in the Gemara in Chum, that prevails, as whether you get also in Nachal Eisan or Isalto, even before the Arife, before it is killed by through the Arife, that's one mandoma. And another mandoma says that Arife also is Isalto. That means that the Chayim, until the Arife, until it is killed through the Arife Satsavo, so it does not become a Zavanoi. But, so Rishayim say that this Gemore called to the Mandona that Yeridosol in Achaleison is out. So the Mele, that means that even before the Arife, So there was just the Yerido in Achleison, that's only has money for David. When the scaling are mailing the Egler into the Achleison, then they are making the preparation for David. That's only has money, and it becomes osa. So the Mele, Abai learns out from that has money use. Now, the Ramai, the Chidush Ramai, Sanhedrin explains it differently. Explains it differently. Then Gemara says that the reason as to why Abaye says, Hasmone Mil says, because he learns it out from Egla Hufe. But Rashi says, because by Egla Hufe, so it becomes also a Ribne Chai, before that Hufe. Yeridoso in Achleiso in Salta. And the Chidush Ramai, Sanhedrin, so he says one pshat like Rashi because Yeridoso min Achleiso nisalto, and then he says because by Egla Hufo so kapovo ksivbo kikochi, so the Mele Egla Hufo has a din of kochi, even though it's not like a regular home that is likra bifni in the Misamidosh. Here it's don gechutz, the Arife is don gechutz, but kapovo ksivbo kikochi. So the Mele has the same din as kochi, and by kochi. So he becomes Kedesh, he becomes Osa Banoye, even before that one, from the moment he's Magnishe. So Mele, since there is a Zereshove of Shom Shom Egla Hufe, and Egla Hufe is Kapoa exceedingly to Kochi, so just as by Kochi, so he becomes Osa Banoye, from the moment he's Magnishe. So here too, as a matter of fact, this is the second version in the Ramah. The first version in the Ramah is that Yeridoso Nachleiso is out, but the second question is because Kapoor Ksivili Kukochi. And by Kochi, he becomes also Banoye from the moment he's married. The Shiltes says in Parsha Chukas, so the Shiltes says that the reason is why Abaye says that Azmonim will say, because he learns it out from English. He learns it out from English. So the Nitziv in his Peirush, in Hamishayo, and the Shiltes, he says, apparently the Shiltes said a different Gilset, because the Gemara, in our text, the Gemara says the reason is why Abaye says Azmonim will say, because he learns out Shom from Megla Rufo. But Tomer Shom Yoyo, I mean the Machlekes is in regard to Eric Megad Lemes. So Atome Shom Yoyo, and by Lahupo, it's mentioned Shom. So the Nitziv says, in his Beirush on Shiltes, that apparently the Shiltes was not Gemes, the Gemara, that Abaye learns out Shom from the Lahupo. But we don't have to say like the Nitziv, because when we take notice, apparently, I mean, the Nitziv did not have the Yad Ramah. So you have to say that. But when one takes notice of what the Yad Ramah says, so he explains our Gemara, our Gersi, that Shom Tamid La'ufe. So he says, and the La'ufe is Kapor Exibir Kochi, and by Kochi he comes also from the Hekdesh, even before the Akrobe. So this is what the Shultes could have meant, like the second Roshi, the Yad Ramah, whatever. But the Gemara says, that the reason is why Abaye learns out, Abaye says, as when he say, learns out, Shom, from Meglahu. So then the Gemara has the Kashi, Vihove, my time will come out Meglahu. There's the Gemara's Kashi. So the Gemara gives the Teretz, Eglahu, a good Gushi. Mashayim came here, he gave it to me, it's a Shmishi Gushi. So the Mele, so it appears from that Gemara that the reason is why, as to why a Chovet does not use from Egla Hupe, because by Egla Hupe it's good Dushet. Mashiuki by Egla Hupe for Nes, it's only Tashmish in Dushet. The Mele is only a Tashmish for the Nes. Tashmish for the Nes. It's not the good Dushet, it's not the Nes himself, and it was not put on the Nes. Bishwaime, if it's put on the mess, so then it's like the mess itself. It becomes bottled in the mess. But here you were just in the mess. And it wasn't donned on the mess. So the melee, it's Tashmishi Dushe. Tashmishi Isa. Now there is no Dushe, Tashmishi Isa. So the reason as to why Rove does not learn out from Igla Hufe is because Igla Hufe is good Dushe. The implication being, that where it is good Dushe, then Rove will be made that Azmanis Milse, from that Gemara. So it's Mukhach. So, as a matter of fact, tasteless is Chiluk and the whole Raya, because the Roshna Gemara is Rove my time when you come out of the Rufe, Omolo, Mishamshi Gambino. Rove learns out from Mishamshi Avizore. So Mishamshi Avizore is somebody who just set aside certain Kaili as Mishamshi Avizore. It will not become also Avizore. Only when the Kaili were used for Avizore. So, Lakuke da Rufe di Gubetrish. So, Tate says, so, that's the motto for the Balamoya Shikun. That when does Rove say that Azmon Rav will say Tashmishe, but in Gub Kedushe, so then Rove himself learns out from Eglahu. But according to Teisves, there is no such Gemara, because Teisves es Sikashe, why does Gemara as the Kashe, why does Gemara say, Behobe my time will go on the Eglahu. So what's the Gemara's Kashe? So how is it explained? let Chove learn out from the Rabbein. Mimela, let Chove agree with Abaye that has one Yosef. So Tesis says the Kashe, but Chove himself in Chum Davidin says that. That the so it's not Yeridoso in Achleison is Alto, but Amiposo is Alto. That means according to Rabbi himself, in whom that remains, the Glavute does not come also by Noye until the Glavute is killed, until Narit. So the Mele, other Rabbi, if he will learn out from the Glavute, so, and by Glavute, so has money is love, Mills. According to Rabbi's opinion, Abaye obviously holds, as Rashi explains, like the Mandoma and Chum, that Yeridoso and Achaleisen is out. So, Mele, if we learn out from the Glarupe, and by Glarupe, the Glarupe becomes Osel Michaim, even before the Arupe, so that means Michaim, Yeridoso and Achaleisen, so there is only preparation. So it's Raya that has money mills. But Rabbi himself says in Chum that the reigns, that I will force himself. So he is really kind of deep of Abaye that he read also in Achalitz and himself. So the Mele, other Rabbi, so why does the Gemara ask the Kashi? Be Rabbi, my time will go on the Glarupe. So Kashi explains it. So let him learn out from the Glarupe. That has one is new, say, other Rabbi, if Rabbi will learn out from the Glarupe, so then you'll have to say that has one love me, say, because we learn out Shom, from a glavupe, and by glavupe, it doesn't become osel with dachone, with the preparation. It only becomes osel with arid. So then, that's the discussion. So then, the Rivot answers this kashe, is mitaget this kashe, by asking another kashe. You know, sometimes, you know, you want to be mitaget one kashe, yes, another kashe. Because the Lashon HaGemara more is strange. The Gemara says, "Birobe my time will come on the Glarupe." So why does the Gemara use this lotion? The Gemara should have used the other lotion. "Birobe my time will come on the Glarupe." Whenever there is a machleket between two Amorim, and one says one thing, and one says one thing, another thing. So the Gemara says, "Birobe." Let's say if there is a machleket between Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara sometimes says, Rav my time over Shmuel. Shmuel my time over Rav. Here there is a machlokes between Abaye and Rabbi, as whether Hasmonei Milse or Hasmonei Lav Milse. So the usual expression that is employed by the Gemara is, Rabbi my time over Abaye, Abaye my time over Rabbi. Here the Gemara doesn't say, Rabbi my time over Abaye. But the Gemara uses the Roshi, Rabbi my time over Goma Megahu. So the Rivot says, in order to answer this kashi, he says that the pshat of the Gemara is not Rivove, my time will become a Meglarupe, let him learn out from Meglarupe, the way Abaye learns out, that has more love milse. Then the Gemara couldn't say, because Rabbi Lishitose, who says in Chum Tiveis, that Abiposo is Sarto, so Adarabe, So, if he will learn out from a glarupe, he'll have to learn out that as mone love me, will say. Because by a glarupe itself, nothing happens to the ego prior to the arid. Even though the preparation was already made, it's still not a sabanol. But the more discussion is something else. Rove says that as mone love me, will say. But he resorts to Yahutse from Shamshi Abizore, Shom, from Asharov to Shom Esaleheyev. Asharov Bishop Zaleyev, and by Ilu Beir Lemes, so it's also, it's mentioned by Miriam, Vatom Bishop Miriam. So Rabbi learns out that as one of you say, from Misham Shabizore, let Rabbi learn out from the same place that Abaye learns out. But Abaye, Lishitose, that Yeridoso Nachalehisen is out, so Abaye learns out that as one of you say. But Rabbi Lishitose, that Abaye, the Poso is out, and Yeridoso Nachalehisen, is not this auto, so let Rabbi learn out the same thing of Asmoni Lav Milse. From the Glarupe, why does he have to have recourse to the proceed by the Shamsha and Zore? So the Gemara says, Omolok, Mishamshin Damrimon, La Fukle, E Glarupo, Dihi, Gufo, Dusho. In other words, Enochaname, from E Glarupe, Rabbi could learn out that good Gdushe as one is loved, but one could say just the other way around. true, by good, Dusha Hasmona is loudness. Because in order to become affected with good Dusha, so the preparation is not enough. Mashaike Tashmish Dusha, maybe Hasmona is Milse. We could say the other way around, just the reverse of what Lord says. So the Gemara says that the reason as to why Rabbi has recourse to the Alfuse from Shamshad Zore in order to advise us that not only by good Kedusha is Hasmona allowed to say, and that we can learn out, Rabbi learns out from the Gemara itself, but even by Mishamshad Tashmish Kedusha, Hasmona is allowed. So that means, I mean, you see, the Mokir of the Malagoya, that even Rabbi is made that Hasmona is Milse, that Hasmona is Milse by good Kedusha, so is based upon the premise that when the Gemara says, the Rabbi Maitanu, the Rabbi Maitanu, the Gemara means, let Rabbi learn out from the Glahupe, then as a Vaidas, that Hasmona is Milse. So the Gemara says, no, we cannot learn out, because by Glahupe is good Kedusha. So then it is implicit in this Gemara. It's including the Gemara that by good Kedusha, Hasmona, Rabbi is made Hasmona is Milse. But according to Tesis, the Gemara, so on the contrary, the Gemara is asking Kashi the Rabbi Maitanu, the Rabbi Glahupe, that let him learn out the same aloche that Hasmona Lav Milse on the Glahupe. And then the Gemara did the Tevets, no. True, from the Glahupe he could learn out that good Kedusha is Lav Milse. But he couldn't learn out that Mishamshe Kedusha is Lav Milse. So that's why he has to have recourse to Mishamshe in the process by Mishamshe Abuzon. Alright, but the Balamo here doesn't explain the Gemara the way the Gemara does. So the Melee has a Mokheir, he has a Ayah from the Gemara Sanhedrin, that Rabbi is only Chaylei in regard to Tashmish Kedusha as Malam Milse. But in regard to Gug Kedusha, Rabbi agrees with Abaye that Hasmona is Milse. So Melee says, the Nirali Shimon Afrik is alone and well in Tashmish Kedusha. The Tashmish Kedusha, the Nehle immediately makes the Tzitzis in Asisi. That all the machine ways. Here the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Nun Zayin that Halochik Rabbi has Monelav Milse. And if has Monelav Milse, so that means that Ibud, so that's Monelav Milse. So he has the Kashe, so why does the Gemara? So that means that Ibud does not have to be Lishmo. But the Gemara and Zohar says, so it's possible if we knew that what he says is true. The Gemara says, in other words, he has no mnemonics to pass away. But if it's established that he is telling the truth, so then it is possible what we pass like okay. So the Gemara says that the reason is why the Gemara has to be never lishmo, and if it's not lishmo, it's not good. Is because the tefillin of sifator or the clap of tefillin, that's good lishim. When do we say that ibud does not have to be lishmo? Does not have to be lishmo. That is by kashmishi lishim, like the tzuis. So the kedusha aran sanedra raises the question against this balamoya. That would be all right if the Balamoya himself had explained the Gemara of Kitanoye like Rashi. So according to Rashi, so the Tanakamu says that Ibudei does not have to be Lishmo, he agrees that Hasmona loves him. So that means Hasmona doesn't carry anyway. It's not a significant thing, Hasmona. So the Melee doesn't require to be Lishmo. And Rav Shimon Gamliel, he holds that Hasmona is Milse. So the Melee, it carries weight, it has to be Lishmo. So the Melee, we could understand this status that Balamoya gives This Peres of the Balmoya did. And he says, the reason is why the Gemara says, the reason is why the Gemara says that reading of Sefer Torah has to be Lishmor, even though we passed that as one of our will say, because we passed as one of our will say, only Tashmishik Dushe. Mashaik in reading of Sefer Torah, Plath of Film, that's good Dushe. And by good Dushe, so as one is will say. So, if the Baal Moya had agreed with Rashi that Hasmone Milse is a reason as to why it should require Lishmo, then it's a good text. But the Ram asks, but according to Baal Moya Shite, he agrees with the Shita of Chavnetan that when the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Tanoi, so the Gemara means just the reverse, that Rove says, Hasman Elav will say he agrees with the Shita of Rashi Gamliel, Rashi Gamliel agrees with Rove. So the Mele, since Hasman Elav will say, any other Hasman wouldn't be effective. So only the evil tested the Lishma. Only the evil tested the Lishma. Masha'in came, Abaye, who says Hasman will say he agrees with Tanakame, Tanakame agrees with Abaye. So, since Hasmoni is will say, so it's not necessary that after the evil should be Lishma. And the other Hasmoni, the Chitokhoeya, after the Yibud, if it's Lishmo, so that is also effective to be Kaveyah as the Dovash of Yibushi. So the Meile, how can he say that the reason, how can Ramoya say that the reason as to why the Gemara indicates says that the Dvim of Sefer Torah requires Lishmo is because it's good Kedushe, but Nafechu, if it's good Kedushe, and Hasmoni, and by good Kedushe, Hasmoni is Milse, if by good Kedushe, Hasmoni is Milse, according to Ramoya, who adapts the Shita of Rav Netam, so why after Yibut? Why did the Gemara say that after the Yibut of the Gvilim, the Hezbollah is small? It could be any other. The Hasmoni could be made after the Yibut. That was Shalom Yishmo. So it seems very strange, and that appears to be a very strong kasha against the Balaam. Now, there are many shittas. When you look in the Sefer HaTrumah, So the Sefer HaTrumah says the same thing as the Balaam says, but the Sefer HaTrumah says it in Rashi. Rashi explains. Kitanoi, in other words, that the Machlei can be turned to the Kamen and Shikam Leon is on the question of Hasmoni Milse, Hasmoni Lavos. And according to Rashi's Pshat, so the Kamen says that Tibudoi does not have to be Lishmo, he holds Hasmoni Lavos. So if Hasmoni Lavos means, he doesn't carry weight. It's not, it doesn't have any significance. So in Melee, it doesn't have to be Lishmo. And the Shim Gamliel, he agrees with Abaye that Hasmoni Milse. So maybe it carries weight. If it carries weight, it has to be Lishmo. So the Mele, so then the Kashi is, so we should pass like Kanekame. We should pass like Kanekame because Gemara passes like Rove. Has more love meals, and according to Rashi, Rove agrees with Kanekame that has more love meals, it doesn't carry any weight. So the Mele, it doesn't have to be Lishmo, so the Aloche seems that Gemara says the Aloche is like Rove. So according to Rashi, the Aloche should be like Tanekame. That Ibud Hoheya by Tfilin does not have to be Lishmo. So the question is, but Gemara Nanzoki says that the Ibud Hoheya has to be Lishmo. The Ibud Hoheya has to be Lishmo. So the Sefer HaTrumah says, according to Rashi, he says the same spot. Because when does Rove say that as my love will say, that's only the Tashmishi Dushe. But by Guf Dushe, so Hasmone is Milse. And if Hasmone is Milse, it requires Lishmo. In Rashi, you can say it. So it makes good sense. So that's why the Gemara says in Anzokhi that the village of heaven will be added to Lishmo, so it's possible. If it is established that what he says is true. So when the Sefer says is true, so then it is possible. Even though we pass like Kove, that means we pass like Tanakame. That Ibu Deir of Tfilin does not have to be Lishmo, because Hasmoni doesn't carry any weight. That's Ibu Deir of Tfilin, but Tfilin is good Kedushe, so it carries weight, so it has to be Lishmo. So it makes good sense what Sefer HaTrumah says in Rashi. But the Baal Moya, he adapts. He just finished saying that what the covenant comes pshat is the right pshat. So, anyway, how can he say this teretz er kommt damit an das Wort. An der Kamera, er kommt damit an, so ins Nagere, so in Iliv, in bei Gut Dusche, everybody agrees, even Hove, that as money is Milse, so there, it's not necessary to resort to a Yibud Lishmo. There can be Lishmo, and the other way say, in the Chituch, in the Chituch Ha'eya, in the Chituch Ha'eya. So, but, so the Sefer HaTrumo says that we can understand. But the question is, how can we explain this Svore in the Balmoyer who adapts the Shita of Chabretam? If he adapts the Shita of Chabretam, so it's not there, that's the Kasher of the Chumash Ramzan. Now, let's see what the Bir HaGro says in explaining one expression in the Balmoyer. Now, the Balmoyer here says, ויש בכך מצורפס, מפורשים בחילוף הבאי כרבון, ואמרה לו, הבאי ייבוד לשמו, אלא בהזמונה ברכות סגי, והזמונה מילסי, מי הוא הזמונה לשמו בינו, בין לתפילון, בין לציצס, ורובי כרבשים גם לי על דיבוי ייבוד לשמו, ועל הזמונה קרדית אלו יסמכינו, והזמונה לו מילסי, לאי כחבר תמס, שיטי, ואיר יתבגד למס כהזמונה היא, ולדומה לייבוד, ביצועס, שהוצועס יש בהם בעצמון, מצווה קשירה, מה שאין כי מבגד המש, שאין במצווה או שהוא נסה לממס בכרחוסי, וכל מה שנעשה בכירים בחיים, אין אלא זמון לבעלמה, ונסה בו, והוא הדין לרצוי איש על תפיון, אם בו לשני איסון אחר איבוד, כדים שיחבר מקציצו, או רשוז ביודי, שאינו נאסור איס בהזמונה, אף על פי שאיבדון לשמון. Now, don't we see a certain spirit in this Balamoya? We see Rabbi Tam himself as the Kashi. Here, the Gemara says Kitanoye, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says Kitanoye, and the Kolit Rashi's Pshat, it means that Tanekami is like a, is like Chove, and Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Tanekami is like Chove, and Rav Shimon Gamliel is like Abaye. So that means that since we pass like Chove, so we have to pass like Tanekami, that Ibu does not have to be Lishmo. And the Gemara in Gittin says that the Ibut of the Gvilin of the Svatoa has to be Lishmo. So Hametam, Teises, give the Teretz in Gittin, in Munoches, so they give the Teretz in the Sanhedrin that we pass like Chove, but to pass Chove, but not as Kashi explains, that Robe accords with Tanekame, on the contrary, Robe accords with Rav Shimon Gamliel. And when the Gemara says Ketanoye, the Gemara means just the reverse, that Tanekame agrees with Abaye, that Asmone is Milse. So any Asmone is Milse is effective to be given a certain Hefze, a certain object, as in Dovah Shemikdusha or as in Dovah Shemisa. So the Mele, since the Tanekame holds like a baye, like a baye, that as money is milse, so it's not necessary that he should be the average more. He can make another as money.